I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The story of Christianity in Libya is synonymous with persecution. That's especially true when state officials send mixed messages and religious extremism continues to rise. Riyad Jabala is a friend of Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
The situation now is not clear in Libya because two government, like two states in one state.
Only in the last few months, at least 10 new believers were arrested for converting from Islam to Christianity.
You know, when you go back to the history in Libya about Christianity and all North Africa, and it's good to remind our believers, leaders, who have heritage Christianity. It's not something happening today.
Please pray for the release of any Libyan Christians arrested for their faith. Lebanon is seeing a massive exodus as people flee the collapsing economy and devastating inflation. In 2021, Lebanon had a 450% increase in immigration. Many of those leaving are young people. We spoke with Heart for Lebanon's Elio Constantine.
I would say that the biggest driving force for youth and anyone to leave Lebanon right now is the limited economic opportunities for them to make a decent living without being in debt, for them to be able to find a better future, better education for their kids, better opportunities to prosper.
Heart for Lebanon supports Lebanese youth through education and gospel programs. Please pray for young people in Lebanon to know Christ's hope and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World offers a 15-day Hindu world prayer guide. Get your free copy at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.